Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm really glad you're here. I'm really glad that Tamar Jacoby's here, too. She's our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, our good buddy, and the top immigration expert in our Brain Trust, and one of the top immigration experts on the planet. And she knows what she's talking about. She is the editor of the book Reinventing the Melting Pot. She is the president of Immigration Works USA. She is a columnist, and her bylines appear all over the place: Los Angeles Times, Forbes, you name it. She's out there, and she shares her wisdom and her perspectives with us from time to time to keep us posted on all the immigration issues. Tamar Jacoby, welcome back to the show.
It's great to be here, Jim. You're much too kind.
It's good to have you back, and every word is true. Tamar, immigration. Does anybody care anymore?
Well, look, it's a second tier issue, right?
I mean, yeah. Right now it is.
The president's only trying to start one war and end another, and confirm a Supreme Court justice and change capitalism in America. I mean, he's got a lot on his plate.
But mostly, he's all in on health care.
He's all in on health care. Right,
which
now
we're going to tie. Which you and I are going to tie into immigration in a minute. Go ahead.
It's linked. No, it's linked. You're right. But here's a set of numbers. In 2004, 7.5 million Latinos voted in presidential election. In 2008, 11 million Latinos voted in the presidential election. And they voted much more in a much more skewed fashion, much more heavily Democrat than they had been in recent years. Until 2006, Republicans were gaining with Latinos and were getting increasingly competitive.
Right.
But as a result of the bitter immigration rhetoric of 2006 and 2007, mostly from Republicans in the House,
right,
we started to lose with them.
Mm-hmm.
So we're no longer gaining. We're no longer competitive. They're voting in increasing numbers, and Democrats want to lock them up as a Democratic vote into the future. So Obama, at some point, wants to come back to immigration reform. Now, when exactly is he going to do that? Nobody knows for sure. Some people are pressuring him. Can he find a window and do it at the end of this year, early next? I think there's a chance of that, but I wouldn't, put a lot of money on it. The next window would be early 2011. But so the issue kind of bubbles along I call it the top of the second tier.
You know, there's a you know the term collateral damage, where you try to accomplish something, but something else gets hurt and becomes a victim of that. Could immigration become collateral benefactor, not collateral damage, but collateral benefactor? I've just coined that word, that term, Tamar.
Yeah.
Could immigration become a collateral benefactor of the health care? And here's my point. Of the 40 to 50 million uninsured Americans, depending on who you talk to, how many of those, just answer this question, I can't wait to hear you tell me, how many of those 40 to 50 million are illegal immigrants?
Yeah, I don't know the number, but it's high.
It's big number, isn't it?
Yeah, it's 10
maybe
probably.
10 million.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah, no, that's exactly right.
All right, so my point is, if he gets health care through, which would cover those people, is it possible that he could sweep in a two birds with one stone kind of thing?
Well, the way I imagine it, that's one possibility. The way I imagine it playing out is a little more like this. As you say, they're a huge part of the uninsured population that will come up, but Republicans will say, and other people, Democrats too, American public, will say, we're not going to pay for the health insurance of people who don't even recognize your...
But we really already are, aren't we? In the indigent roles in the emergency rooms?
Fair enough. But I think people will say, we won't insure them. So then he'll say, okay, I lose on that one, but that has to be the next thing we do.
They'll find a way tomorrow.
Yeah, possibly. I mean, I see it more as a way of teeing up reform than I see it as a way of solving it, making reform look more urgent.
Well, see, healthcare as it stands right now, as it's being presented, is nothing more than the camel's nose. It's a canard to get the camel's nose under the tent, because once that happens, once you go, you know, the first quarter inch, all you got to do is push it the rest of the way through.
So explain that to me. How does that work?
You basically back off and give up whatever you can to get some level of government involvement in healthcare.
Right.
Increase government involvement in healthcare. You know, they'll give up whatever they have to give up to get some kind of a bill passed. I know why they'd like to have the, and I say they, I'm, folks, everybody listening to the show tomorrow who knows me knows that I'm against the government's plan to reform healthcare. And I believe in portability. I believe in market solutions. I believe in less government involvement in this.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is clear to most people that, who know me. But so what they'll do is they'll take whatever they can get, because they got to have something this year. Mm-hmm. They've got to have. I don't think Obama, President Obama, can live into 2010 if he doesn't get a health care bill of some kind, and it'll be a canard. It'll be something that just will be a straw man for what comes next, and what part of what will come next will be insuring the illegal immigrants somehow. It may be 2011, 12. It'll be before 2012, right? How far off am I?
I mean, I agree with you that this will potentially be an opening to take up that issue. I'm with you on health insurance, so let's not get something we don't want and something we do want confused.
Right.
I agree with you. Government control of the government running the healthcare system is not a good idea. I think it's a good idea to come out of our denial about the 11 million illegal immigrants
right
here. And
you say 11. Some people say 20.
Yeah, I think, there's a big fight over the numbers, but I kind of trust the people who say it's closer down to 11. And,
mm-hmm.
and it's, many fewer are coming now. So you talk about the
right
market. About net, about half as many are leaving Mexico now as we're leaving in the middle of the when the economy was good.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually, that's a good sign, because it proves that the market works. It proves
right
that they were coming to work. And now that there isn't the work, many, many fewer of them, but about half as many are coming.
Right. I still say any kind of a health care bill that President Obama and the Democrats in the Congress get this year will be ultimately played to their advantage with the immigrant vote in the future. 20 after, right back with Tamar Jacoby. More to come. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. I'm Jim Blassingame, a small business advocate. We're rocking and rolling with the late, great godfather of soul, James Brown, one of my favorites. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And, of course, my blog is there. You can check that out. And archives, you can listen to past interviews with all of our really smart Brain Trust members on every topic under the sun. Also under every topic under the Small Business Sun are articles I've written or my Brain Trust members have written, lots of stuff. The knowledge base, AskJim.biz, is there. So you got 5 seconds, 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes. We got something you can read or listen to. And, of course, you can follow me on Twitter, at Jim Blassingame. Tamar Jacoby, ladies and gentlemen. Tamar Jacoby is president of Immigration Works USA. Tamar, tell us how we can find you and tell us a little bit about your organization.
www.immigrationworksusa.org. We're small businesses who care about immigration, who think that the immigration law being passed in their state is troubling and want to find other like-minded folks to fight back against it, small business folks who want to be involved in the immigration debate in Washington. We founded it because last time immigration was debated in D.C. in 2006 and 2007, business didn't really make its voice felt. Who has the biggest stake in immigration working out in America? Who has the biggest stake in immigration being legal and orderly in America? Now, the employers who hire immigrants. You know, there's a stereotype out there that most of the employers who hire immigrants would rather be paying them $3 an hour and stopping them from you know,
yeah,
taking bathroom breaks.
That's nonsense.
That's not the truth. It's the opposite is true. Nobody
yes.
has more of a stake
yes.
in it being legal. And so the goal of my organization is to give those folks a way to plug into the political debate. We've got coalitions in 25 states, and we're gearing up to play a big role in the coming federal battle over immigration.
So when you and I have talked in the past, Tamar, some of our visits have been when immigration was the big deal, when everybody, you know, the two sides were at daggers drawn, and everybody, you know, I have my idea and you have your idea, and we discussed the two ideas, you know, whether to send them all back or on the one hand or and you know put up a fence or to the other side would be to give them amnesty and let them, you know, let them become citizens overnight. That kind of those kinds of extremes.
Mm-hmm.
Where is the debate now?
Well, it's funny. The debate is over. That debate is dormant for the moment because the people who don't follow it every day are not paying too much attention to it.
You mean people who have a life?
Now that's not.
Hey, I'm in that group tomorrow. I don't have a life either. Just kidding, Tamar.
No, it's totally fair. It's totally fair. But there's a new debate going on, and again, this should be of interest to your listeners, because the people who do care about reform are now quarreling over what the reform should include. And the problem is that it's the same problem that we're seeing in a lot of other issues. The unions are getting much more involved in the debate.
Yeah.
And the part of the issue you just talked about, what should we do with the people already here?
Mm-hmm.
That's one part of it. But the even bigger question is, what are we going to do when the economy starts to recover?
Right.
And people start to go to restaurants again. People start to build houses. People start to go on vacation. And, you know, I know it's not tomorrow, but it is going to happen eventually. We're going to need immigrants again.
Mm-hmm.
And the question is, are we going to allow them to come legally? Are we going to stick with the same stupid system where we say, oh, Americans will do that job? You know, when the economy starts to recover and we need busboys in restaurants, not too many Americans are going to want
to
do it.
Here's the reality of what's happening right now. I saw something the other day. I knew that this was going to happen. I had not put a number to it. But I saw a report this week where somebody said approximately one-third of the jobs that have been lost. By the way, it's about 6 million jobs have been lost approximately in the last 2 years. Approximately one-third of the jobs of the unemployed or underemployed won't be able to go back to work doing what they used to do.
Wow.
Now, so there's no job for them in their field.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's going to – I think that number actually – believe it or not, I think that number could be conservative. Over the next 5 years, I think that number could be conservative. And so if that's the case, I still don't think, though, that those Americans are going to go clean rooms and bus tables.
Right, that's what I agree with you.
I mean, so my point is, I don't think the fact that we've got all these unemployed in America is going to cut it when it comes to laying sod and learning how to lay brick and putting up trusses in a building.
I agree with you. It's true already now. There's the still jobs that people don't want to do, even in this extremely hard time. I mean, and it's terrible. You know, the numbers. I mean, the number you just cited, the third. That's a terrible number, and it
yeah.
gives you pause.
But you know what? But tomorrow, let me put it in perspective. I think that was a comparable number in 2003, in 2002, and 2003, and 2004, when we had the jobless recovery,
mm-hmm.
and we recovered from that. But still, mm-hmm. it'll take time. But during that recovery, as you were talking about, I don't think Americans will do those jobs immigrants have been doing.
Well, we're just going to, you know, the demographic trends aren't going to change that much. We're not producing enough babies.
Right.
We're more and more educated.
Mm-hmm.
Baby boomers are retiring. Eventually, we're going to need immigrant workers again.
We've got to come up with a system. We've got to come up with some kind of a logical system that works, don't we?
Exactly. And,
yeah.
And you might argue that doing it in the downturn when it's not such a pressing problem and emotions aren't so high might be a good time to try to fix it. You know, fix your roof when it's not raining.
Well said. Thanks, Tamar, for being here. Good job today.
Thanks for being on.
ImmigrationWorksUSA.org, I think, is the website. Check it out when you get a chance. Tamar's the best. She'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages.
Life. just like all.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.